For the past several years, the Governor's Education Excellence Commission has been working on a long-term plan for education in Utah, starting with preschool and continuing through college. With its publication at the end of November, Governor Gary Herbert outlined a series of goals to guide legislators, school board members, and other decision makers in policy decisions over the next 10 years. This is Utah Thrives, the Utah Foundation podcast. I'm Dan Bomas. At a Utah Foundation event in December, Governor Herbert's education deputy, Tammy Pfeiffer, laid out the Utah Education Roadmap, the plan produced by the Education Excellence Commission. She says it has four fundamental goals.
The first one is to ensure early learning, making sure that students and children have the opportunities to develop that strong foundation in the early years. This includes what's happening in the home, the moment a child's born, and the environment that they have, the language-rich environment, to preschool for students that are at risk, and what's happening in the early grades. Strengthening and supporting educators. We often think of our public school teachers first, but this is educators throughout our education system, in the technical colleges and in our traditional system of higher education. The research will show that the number one school-based component, the strongest factor in student success, is that educator in the classroom. The third area is ensuring access and equity. And you'll note as you listen to some of the plans, and especially in the State Board of Education's plan, where they really highlight equity for our students and equitable opportunities. And then the last component is completing certificates and degrees, making sure our students first finish high school, but then go beyond that and get the certifications that they need to be successful in the workforce.
None of this can happen without sufficient funding, of course, but as he began his remarks, Governor Herbert said funding is not the only concern.
It's not all about the money, but it is some about the money. And we cannot do what we need to do without adding resources to our educational systems in quantities that we think will help us get the outcomes we desire. Now, I've set the goal to become the best performing education system in America. That's pretty ambitious. It's pretty lofty. It's not going to be easy. And so we need to have that as a goal. We set that goal to become the best performing economy. People laugh, chuckle, say that's going to be pretty hard to do. But we've become the most healthy, diverse economy in America today. So setting goals, I think, are important. And it's not all about the money, but it is some about the money.
Utah has put significant new resources into its state budget for education over the past several years, though much of that has gone to pay for the growth in our student population. The governor says the best way to increase funding is to raise the basic unit for funding in Utah's public schools, the so-called WPU, or Weighted Pupil Unit. He's proposed a 4% increase in the WPU for the coming school year, and he says the big advantage is the flexibility it provides for local school officials.
I believe that we ought to be doing things bottom up rather than top down. Nobody knows the districts better than those elected as local school board members. Those superintendents, those principals, those teachers in that area understand, as they put together their own budgets, where best to expend the money. Whether that's for teacher salaries or smaller classroom sizes or more technology or more counseling, you name it, they have the ability, in fact, to expend that money through the Weighted Pupil Unit. That flexibility is something that we ought to, in fact, encourage. And I think that's better for the public and certainly better for the region. I rebel against the one-size-fits-all mentality. I see it so much out of Washington, D.C., that I hope that we don't fall into that same trap here as a state, recognizing regional differences that we have here. In addition to that, we're putting some money into the Weighted Pupil Unit for helping students at risk, some of our minority students, and those are maybe on the concerned about maybe having academic failure. We need to boost their opportunities. And overall, that brings the effective Weighted Pupil Unit up to about 5.6%.
One focus of the education roadmap is technical education and preparing students for the job market, including those who might go on to earn a regular university degree. As he unveiled his state budget last month, the governor proclaimed 2018 to be the year of technical education, And he told the gathering in December he agrees with those who say the narrative on technical education needs to change.
And I remember when I got out of high school back in the 60s, and I was going to Brigham Young University, and others were going to the trade tech. And the difference in the demeanor was, I'm going to BYU, I'm going to University of Utah, I'm going to Utah State, whatever it was. And then somebody say, I'm going to trade tech. Almost, you know, hanging their head, looking at their shoes as if that somehow is a less meaningful education. I hope we're smart enough to get past that. If we elevate in society somebody's profession, because say they're a philosophy major, and denigrate somebody because they're a plumber, as if somehow that's less meaningful. I'm here to tell you, society will not have good ideas. They will have not good pipes. Neither one of them will hold water.
What ultimately happens with our funding for public education in Utah is up to the state legislature. 42% of the state's $16.7 billion budget goes to public and higher education, and it has the job of sorting out what revenue sources will be used: dedicated income taxes, local property taxes, or general fund revenue. Governor Herbert's proposals will undoubtedly be modified during the legislative session to match differences in viewpoints and priorities, but he's hoping the long-term plan, the Utah Education Roadmap, will point the way to better schools and better jobs. Utah Foundation is a nonpartisan public policy research group funded by business, philanthropic foundations, higher education, local governments, and individual donations. Founded in 1945, our mission is to promote a thriving economy, a well-prepared workforce, and a high quality of life for Utahns. I'm Dan Bomas. Thanks for listening.